You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 742 of the Dressage Radio Show, official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. This is Reese Coppler Stanfield from Wellington, Florida, and guess who's in the house tonight?
Hey, Glenn's back, and I am in Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show, and I am not Noah. I know you're all disappointed. He's just busy this week. He actually has a real job.
Mini real jobs. Yeah. Exactly. Mini real jobs, and we're back to the OGs.
That's
welcome
right.
back. I love it. I was trying to think before as I was getting ready for tonight. I was like, when did I do a show with Glenn last? I mean, it's been years.
It was the tribute show.
Okay, I was cut off over that.
That was our last one.
I
thought about that, actually, and I don't want to get all negative here, but I did think about that because I had a good podcasting friend who died of cancer, and we went to his service on Saturday. And they did it the exact same way as Phil's, which I really like. Mm-hmm. And, it's just everybody gets together, has food, talks, and then people get up and just talk, about him. And it's so much better in a funeral where the preacher doesn't even know who the person is. And it just reminded me of Phil and everything. So I'm going to give cheers to Phil tonight. All right.
Cheers to Phil. Yeah,
that's right.
I missed him this week. It was 5-star week. Noah was the announcer, so it was so cute.
Oh, really?
I saw a couple listeners and we kind of laughed and had some tears. But I was like, there's Noah. He was the voice of the 5-star. So
that must have been weird for you hearing him in this context now.
It was kind of weird.
Everybody's loving Noah. I heard from a lot of listeners. I went on the cruise and saw some other listeners, and they all love him. So
we love him. We're excited to have him, and he is busy. He's got tons of calls and things. So we went back to the original, but we're glad to have you tonight, Glenn.
Well, I'm just filling in tonight, but I'm excited because one, you and I haven't hung out much, and two, you're my guest tonight. So
I know
I get to quiz you tonight, but we actually have another guest. Who's coming on?
Yes, we have Gardie Bloomers. She's lovely. You're going to listen to her story. And also, she is the founder and co-chair of the MadFest CDI that happens in May in Virginia. So we thought we would bring in, I can't believe it's like getting to be spring. And so we're starting to look forward to spring. So I think everyone's going to enjoy Gardie.
All right, good. But before that, I'm going to quiz Reese a little bit about her time in Wellington. She's been posting so many cool things she's gotten to do down there. And I just wanted to chat with you about all the cool events you've been going to. It seems like you've been doing something every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it literally is.
So tell us about some of them that were real highlights for you.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know it gets to the point truly where my dog just kind of looks at me and he's like, are we going to hang out tonight?
Are you going to be home?
Are you going to be home? He's like right with me because he's like, yeah, finally we're working and doing the podcast at a night. Mommy's home. But it's great. I think one of the things that people don't realize about Wellington, and maybe when you look at it from the outside, there are some things that you can spend a lot of money to go. The tent at Global, for example, and they're wonderful experiences. But there's a lot of things you don't actually have to pay for, which is the hidden secret
in Wellington.
Wow. Yes. Yes. There are a lot of things. So for example, we had wonderful seats at the 5-star, and we sat in the free or complimentary area. You had to pay for parking, but $20 for the evening is not bad. And we packed my truck full of people. it's $5 a person or something, and you can bring your food and bring your wine. There's also food there if you want it. And so last week was the 5-star, and that really is the highlight of the season. And being able to just sit, we went, I had a student, my working student from home came down for the week and helped me with the horses and helped me just kind of come and see Wellington. So we were out and about, and Wednesday was the Grand Prix, and we were able to sit and watch. I think there were 16 riders, and then Friday was the Grand Prix Special and the Grand Prix Freestyle. So we got to see all of that, and that was really, really fun. And to see the German riders, but also the American riders, Anna Merrick, also Jennifer Williams had a great ride. and they were younger horses. Kevin Coleman, he had a horse. So it was fun to see some younger American partnerships growing and being in the five star. So that was phenomenal. So that was a real highlight last week.
Didn't you also, speaking of younger riders, didn't you go to something that was involving younger riders that I saw in the last week or two?
Well, I am so lucky. I get to go. As you know, Glenn, I do a lot of teaching of young people. I teach at the University of Kentucky as my other side gig. And I'm actually getting ready. I'll be doing a study abroad with that group. We leave the beginning of May, where I'm gone a lot of May in Germany, which is not bad. We're going to tour all over. So I've been doing class. So I do class with them on Wednesdays, where I Zoom in. My co-professor's in Kentucky. So she goes to class. I just have to Zoom in, and which is fun. And so I also spoke to the WIT program, which is Lyndon Gray's program.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had her on multiple shows over the years.
Multiple shows. And they just celebrated one night. You probably saw it online. They celebrated their 25th anniversary of Dressage for Kids.
So has it really been that long?
Yes. Yes. Wow. And that organization is really cool. When you're down here, feel free, send me an email. Like I can kind of guide you on some things here in Wellington. But they also earlier in the season on Sunday evenings did a 2-hour lecture, and there were four of them. So, you know, it's 8 hours of free training just for coaches, which was pretty darn cool when you have just coaches talking about coaching all levels. And they actually had a nice little dinner, and it was, you could give a donation. I gave a little donation. But where else can you get that kind of education? Those are also available online. So if you're a coach or a young professional or a young rider and want some teaching tips, those were phenomenal. And they were available online, complimentary, from that foundation.
Now, one of our other hosts on Healthy Critters Radio, Tigger, is heavily involved in Challenge of the Americas, which we went down through. Did you go this year?
I did not. One of my clients, it was her 50th birthday party. So I went to the birthday party, but the Challenge of Americas is amazing.
It's just fun. We went last year. We came down.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You guys were in the tent. You were fancy. I usually sit, the bleachers are full of people. Again, that kind of goes into, it's so much fun. I think it's a $30 donation to breast cancer to sit in the stands. And we had a blast. It's so much fun. It's a great night.
It's a show. It's a entertainment show. It's not a, people aren't riding dressage tests.
So. That's right. And people really, cause I have a lot of friends that ride in it, and they really donate a lot of time. It is a lot of time from the rider's perspective and from the team's perspective. They work really hard throughout the season and go to practice at least once a week. And so that's really cool to see them do that.
And I'm supposed to announce, Jennifer said, because she co-hosts this show with Tigger, that her team won again. So
it did win again. They really are a good team, and they do really, really well. So that was super fun. That's another night. I mean, again, there's something every night here. It just depends. It's starting to wind down.
Well, between the jumpers and the dressage and polo, you could literally do something every day.
Every night. Yeah. I mean, you get to the point where you're just like, I need to wear my pajamas tonight.
Have you been to any polo? I'll tell you who we had on Horses in the Morning on Monday. We had Sharia Harris, who is the first black woman to play in the U.S. Open Women's Polo Championship.
So cool.
And she was playing down there. So, and they won. They at least won the first. They didn't win. She won the first couple of games, and she was responsible for winning one of them in overtime. So it was fun to talk, because we did get to see polo when we were down there the one time with you, too. It is so much fun to watch polo down there.
It is so much fun. So that is,
it's like a whole new experience at that level.
It is. And I have to be honest, I have not been able to go this year, but you can just drive down the street.
Drive
home and there's a polo game and you can pull over. So I don't know that much about polo, but one of the girls at one of my farms is also a polo groom. So I need to go with her, because I want to learn more about polo. But if you want to have lessons, some of my friends went and had lessons, like a polo, how to ride polo lessons, which was pretty cool. So that was fun. That's another fun activity if you're like, let's come and ride and learn to ride polo. But I have not been this year. It is a splurge, but sometimes I do polo brunch. Oh, if there's a group going, it is delightful. Oh, it's delightful. That is okay. That is a splurge once a year. It's kind of like going to the races. It's fun. You get to dress up and it's really, really bougie and fun. So but I have not been this year. Funny enough, I have actually been really busy. I have a lot of students down here. So,
and you kind of have your own horses to ride too.
And I have my own horses. Thing. Yeah. I mean, I am really hustling, which is great. Because a couple of years ago, I started also teaching show jumpers. So I ride my show jumpers and teach them. And also have eventers down here. So I am pretty busy, which is different. I used to have a little bit more free time, but I don't have quite as much now. But that's okay.
Well, I have something that's exciting happened up here in Ocala. As you know, dressage, yes. They're doing a lot more higher level dressage shows up here than they've ever done in the past.
Yes.
And last week, their new hotel opened. The Riding Academy Hotel is now open. It opened early, actually.
Did it? Well,
So the other hotel, as everybody that knows has been there, is a 5-star hotel, costs like $600 a night.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's not again, cheap, yeah. though.
Mm-hmm. No, not cheap.
Not cheap. But this one's a little cheaper. So it's $390, but it's suites and it's studios and suites. So there's no regular room. It's all studios and suites because it's really made for people to live in for the season, right?
Sure.
And I did check the rates. I went in and took a look at the rates like through April. And it averaged $229 a night, which you can't even get a hotel in Wellington for that.
No, no, you cannot.
Especially not at a place like the World Equestrian Center. And this
right,
one
and
is
you probably can meet some people.
This one has obviously it has Starbucks and has restaurants and all that stuff. But it also has apparently, and I haven't seen it yet, but it has outdoor areas to hang out for the riders at night with big fire pits and all that stuff. And it has a state of the art fitness center, so it's really made for riders. It's like a full size fitness center, not a hotel. They really are gearing this for people who want to come in and stay for their 2-3 week show.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So that's open. Their conference center, I was over there last week, the conference center that they're building, which is going to be 100,000 square feet conference center, it's going to be a huge building. They have the 3 elevator shafts up, so I know it has at least 3 elevator shafts. But it looks like it's going to be a huge building, too, by the footprint. And it's right beside this hotel. So they really are gearing up for this to be a destination for corporate events. I'm sure they're hoping that they can get all of the horsey conventions.
Yeah.
Think about the dressage convention, the USEF. All of the conventions for all the breeds and disciplines could be held there.
Love it.
So that's happening. And of course, they've been doing tons of different shows over there. Mm-hmm. The Florida Horse Park has been doing their thing. They got eventing over there. They got carriage driving. We're big carriage driving here now too. Mm-hmm. Live Oak just happened, which is a 5-star. So yeah, it's there's a lot happening over here right now.
There's a lot happening. And there is a CDI. We're going to be talking about another one in May in Virginia here in a little bit, but also, there's a CDI coming up. I think it's the second weekend in April.
Yeah, it's coming up at the World Equestrian Center too, right?
That's right. Yep. That's right. And it's going to be an interesting one because they're down here. I mean, the big talk is a lot of the new horses that were purchased. They haven't come out yet in a CDI, so they're going to have to do that. There's only 4 CDIs left, I think, before the Olympics closes, and they pick the team or at least a team to go to Europe.
So there should be some good riders here.
Yeah, yeah, there should be some good riders. It's shaping up to be a really good CDI there, which is a beautiful place to do it. Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. It's a really, really fun place. So it's exciting. So there's a lot of fun stuff happening, and it's been a good season, I think. I've been really working hard with my horses down here, and especially my youngster. I think everybody remembers when I went to Holland this summer and bought a 4-year-old, which is not necessarily my wheelhouse, is 4-year-olds. I usually go a little bit older. But it's funny when you don't have a young horse and then you have one and you're like, oh, wow, we have to like go on field trips and go places. But Wellington's a great place to go places because it's really close. Everything is, you know,
you forget about that whole desensitization thing, yes. Don't you?
Yeah. And getting on and off the trailer.
It's the simple stuff.
Yeah, it's the simple stuff that you don't even think about with an older horse, right. that I've had to think about a little. And I've had a wonderful rider. Shout out to Savannah Embley. She's been wonderful help for me this season. And we've been going places together. And I did my first solo one the other day. I was really proud of myself. That was a big deal. And he got his first bit fitting from Bits and Such today, which was super cool. A big boy bit fitting, which is so important with youngsters also, because we want to make sure their tack's really fitting well and they're comfortable. So we did that. And he's had lessons from with my coach, Scott Hassler. So it's been a really good growing up year for him. He's going to come back to Kentucky and be, you know, quite a big boy. He'll have lots to talk about. When he gets back to Kentucky, which will be fun. So it's been a good season, busy, but keep me out of trouble, Glenn, which is a good thing.
That's a good thing. Well, let's hear from Kentucky Forms Products, and then we're going to go to our guest.
Well, tonight we are so excited to have FEI rider and founder and show committee co-chair of MadFest CDI in Virginia, Gardy Bloomers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to have you. Well, Gardy, tell us a little bit about your horses and your farm in Virginia, and we'll go from there.
In the off-season, non-Wellington time, I am based with my husband in Esmont, Virginia, which is just south of Charlottesville, Virginia. We have a small farm, which is totally catered to horses, dressage horses. I have a little 12-stall barn, mostly filled with four of my own horses, a couple of other people's horses, and I'm lucky enough to have George Williams and his wife Roberta join me at the farm from July through Thanksgiving, and then I see them back down here in Wellington. I have two horses I'm competing at the moment. Both are amazing in their own ways, teaching me lots of interesting things, and so I'm a lucky person.
So, Gardy, tell us about your two horses.
Agamemnon is 15 this year, and he is a Danish warm blood. He was purchased as a small tour schoolmaster who we thought we could bring to Grand Prix. So that's still the journey we're on together, and that's been really good. He also made me feel comfortable at small tour. And now he's trying to make sure I learn the ropes at the large tour. And then my other horse, Mio, is 11 this year. He's a Swedish warm blood. I guess I have a thing for Scandinavians. and he is competing at the small tour at the CDIs this year down here in Wellington. And at home, we're schooling most of the large tour. So really awesome horses, very different. But I'm really grateful to have the chance to work with both of them.
Okay, you're an amazing rider. You have your horses in farm in Virginia, and you decided to co-found the show MadFest in Virginia. Can you tell us a little bit about the show and how it got started?
For a number of years, I was president of the board of the Virginia Horse Center Foundation. While it was incredibly challenging, it was also very gratifying to kind of bring the Horse Center back from a pretty bad place. Also very demanding on me in terms of my time and my commitment, and also my financial commitment, but I really got to understand what I thought I could do for the 501c3, as well as for the dressage community and sort of my love of high performance and try to combine all that. So I became a board member at large and stepped down as board president. And I was obsessed with the idea of bringing a CDI to the Mid-Atlantic. And so I talked to a number of people. Firstly, Janine Malone, who probably most people who are listening to this might know, who's an incredible gift to our sport and has done so much to our region to help develop the sport. And she had a national show at the Horse Center. And I said, hey, what are your ideas about this? Are you ready to retire? Would you like to quote unquote, sell those show dates to us, because if I do an international show, I also need a national show. I'd figured out at that time that the two needed to go hand in hand, mostly due to financial reasons. And so she graciously offered her show dates. And then I approached Heather Peterson about the possibility of managing such a show or two sets of shows. And she thought that would be exciting. And so the rest is history. But mostly what I wanted to do was create a profitable show, which would provide an annual recurring revenue stream to the Horse Center.
Yeah.
And excitingly, I think last year we were able to return $30,000 to the bottom line of the Horse Center, which is great. And hopefully one day when I'm no longer involved, that just that revenue stream can continue to grow and be there and enable folks to benefit from that show or those two shows, the national and the international show, in ways that would make me very happy.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. I mean, obviously, I'm from Kentucky, and the Kentucky Horse Park, my family does a lot there. And I think people need to realize how important it is to volunteer at these horse shows. It is so expensive to maintain these facilities. And the Virginia Horse Park is beautiful. But we all have to care for these facilities so that we do have them in the future. I think that's what people have to understand is all these shows. There has to be someone like yourself pushing and raising money, and CDIs are no joke. I think maybe talk a little bit about that, because I didn't realize how expensive CDIs are to host, but we need them in the country. We not just here in Florida. I mean, it's so important that they're throughout the country so that it's accessible for all riders.
Yeah, that really, you know, not everyone has the possibility of coming down to Wellington. And I think the development of the sport across our entire nation is so important. It's just one of those things that I really thought was absolutely critical to have in our area. And the costs of running an international show are largely driven higher because there are fewer people who are paying entry fees. But at the same time, we require many more officials. Mm-hmm. And so what you really need is sponsorships. When talking with Heather and various others at the facility who are also very keen on supporting the show, like George, we put together sort of a preliminary budget and we realized, wow, okay, what we're missing is $30,000 in sponsorships. Mm-hmm. So I said, all right, well, I'll cover that if I don't raise it. So that's how
that's a commitment.
Well, that's scary. That scared me.
No kidding.
Me raising the money.
Yeah, I know. I just had a hiccup myself.
I was like, "What?"
Well, that's what that's what people need to understand is like these shows. We need them, but they're incredibly expensive.
I have a question that I don't know. I'll cut this out if you don't want to answer it. Do you have to pay the FEI a fee for doing the show? Do they get a fee for?
Yes, they do. They do. Every associated governing body gets a fee, but that's not the part that's crippling. The part that's crippling is getting sufficient entries to really cover the costs of all of the officials needed. Just think about it, you know, more judges than in a national show, more TDs, more, you know, veterinary support, the FEI vets, and all of this just costs extra money. Scoreboards, things that people come to kind of expect, want, need as part of a CDI.
Places to sit. Yeah, all of that.
Places to sit.
All of it. Yeah. And I mean, I understand it. We really wanted to put on a high quality event. So what I have to say to you is that without our sponsors, and there have been some incredible business and individual sponsors, we just couldn't have done it. So yes, I had to be the person to ask them. And in a very small way, I am a sponsor. but not in a big way like some of, you know, some of the other people. But I would say that, you know, there's a collective group of people who also saw the need or really had the same, shared my vision, and were really, really, really supportive. So that's what I would say is to anyone listening at the to this show tonight is go to our website, look at all our sponsors, and if you see them, thank them. Yes. Because without these people, we just couldn't do it. And people and businesses, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And use their products and maybe even tell them, like, I saw it at the CDI. Because again, I think it's so important as you and I are both competitors. We're very lucky we're able to come to Wellington. But, you know, when I was in college and grad school, I couldn't come here. You know, it just wasn't an option. Or when I was a young married person, you know, I wasn't able to come to Wellington. And that becomes a real hurdle for a lot of our athletes in the U.S. So, Gardy, tell us, what weekend is it, and how do we get people there? Like, what draws them to this show?
So, it's the third weekend in May. That's May 16th to 19th this year.
Beautiful area, right?
So perfect time to be there, too.
Yeah. Perfect time to be there.
Yeah.
Lexington is a lovely little town with plenty of nice restaurants and good things to do during the off time. And I think the really amazing thing is that when I was president of the board, I was able to participate in a big renovation to part of the facility, which is where the CDI takes place now. And we've got incredible footing from one of our sponsors in that whole warm-up and general arena. And so riding on that in all conditions, it really doesn't matter, is a great experience. And then I think the facility is very welcoming and also very horse friendly and very people friendly, meaning we've got permanent stabling. There's plenty of it. There's plenty of room for tack stalls. You know, we have, I think, a nice shopping experience going. This year, in our third year of the show, lots of nice vendors, many of whom are also our sponsors. And I think that even if someone is just thinking about competing on the national side, the experience is so different, meaning they can actually go and watch the CDI classes and experience that and experience, you know, a level of riding which perhaps they have not seen before. And I think the other thing that's kind of nice about this show is that we have a hunter jumper show going on at the facility that same weekend. And that's the Keswick Horse Show. This is the third year that will be happening as well. And so it exposes all riders and horses in both sets of disciplines to, you know, the other one. And it just creates a whole different vibe. It's more fun. It's interesting.
Plus, if you're a spectator, you get to watch both, right?
Yeah. Yep. You do.
And that gives you,
If I remember right, I was there years ago. And if I remember right, it's right off the highway too, right?
Right. It's right off of 64.
That's what I thought. That's right. Right off the highway. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's far from 64 and 81.
And I remember the town being as cute as the Dickens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like
it is. It's
town.
A college town. It's super cute. Yep.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Gardy, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for all you do for the sport. And we wish you all the best with your horses. And where can people find to give the website again so people can find out if they want to come to the horse show and see? And
sure. It's midatlanticdressagefestival.com. We have an Instagram site under MadFest and a Facebook page, MadFest, as well. Or ping me if you forget any of these things on Facebook and I'll send it to you.
Awesome. Well, Gardy, thanks so much for your time. And I can't wait. I can't come this year, but
I hope you, yes, I hope you would come, Reese.
I would love to. I'm going to be in Germany with my study abroad kids, but other than that, I would definitely come. So thanks so much, Gardy.
Easy, effective, and eco-friendly fly control starts with Fly Predators. Fly predators are the organic, natural way to dramatically minimize your fly problem. Learn more about fly predators and other Spalding Labs fly control solutions at Spalding, spalding-labs.com.
Well, Glenn, I have a big announcement. Everybody's been asking and has missed this. And it's good. It's always good to kind of know the programming you're doing.
People actually like something.
Yeah, they like the book club, you guys. The book club is coming back. So I'm really excited. There's actually good news and things in motion with the book club. But we are going to do The Horse in Positive Tension by Stefan Stamer. And I'm really looking forward to this book. I think it's a timely book. I think it's talking about, you know, what we're trying to do in our sport. So I think we're going to really like it. So again, The Horse in Positive Tension by Stefan Stamer. And you can find it at horseandriderbooks.com. We always love Trafalgar Square. They're great. And they're a huge supporter of the book club. So it is coming back for everybody. I got multiple emails of, when's the book club coming back?
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad you're bringing that back because I do know that people did like that.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. And also, it makes me read a book.
Yeah, it forces you to read a book.
Yeah, which is not a bad thing. Which is not a bad thing.
Well, I did want to make an announcement about my show, Horses in the Morning. We're starting something this year that we've never done in 14 years of doing the show. We're trying to mix it up a little. We're doing theme weeks. You know how there's Shark Week? You know, on TV? Well, we're kind of doing versions of that. And yes, one of the most popular topics we talk about is poop, because we all deal with poop on a regular basis.
Last
theme week of the year in the fourth quarter is going to be poop week, which means all the guests, all the topics, and everything are going to revolve around poop in one way or another. And I think it's going to be more popular than Shark Week. I really do.
Probably on our network it will be.
But next week, we are doing on Horses in the Morning, all our guests the entire week, we are devoting to equestrian travel. So we are having people on from around the world that offer places to go for you to do equestrian travel. We're going to have a listener on to talk about the coolest thing they've done in equestrian travel. So everything next week will be devoted to equestrian travel. So if you're planning a trip in the next year or two, it's a good week to listen in. So that's our first theme week of the year.
That's fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love it. That's going to be great. That's awesome.
So I did this on Horses in the Morning, but I want to do it with you because, and what made me think of this is before, in our pre-show meeting, we're going to be serious here. In our pre-show meeting, Reese and I were like, we both had a day. We're not going to tell you why, but it's just, you have those days in life.
Yes.
Life deals you those days. Horses definitely deal you those days. And I came across this long time ago, but then it's like 2 minutes long. I'm going to play it for everybody. But then I came across it again on Monday morning, and I played it in Horses in the Morning. We got a tremendous reaction to it. And I think it's important for all of us, and I just want to play it here with you because I want to have the conversation with you after, okay? And I don't know if you've heard it before or not. It doesn't matter whether you have or not. You'll hear it again, and you'll go, yes. So this is Kara Lawson. She is the women's basketball coach for Duke University. And this just resonates. This, especially after what you said pre-show, this applies to horses more than anything else. She was talking about basketball, but it applies to horses.
I was talking with Shay a couple days ago, and one of the things we talked about was how we all wait in life for things to get easier. Think in your own life, if you waited for something to get easier. Oh, I just got to get through this and then it'll be easy. I just got to get through preseason and then it'll be okay. I've just got to get through my junior year of high school and then the classes are going to get easier. Or I've just got to get to my spring and my senior year of college and it's going to be easier. It's what we do. We wait for stuff to get easier. It will never get easier. What happens is you handle hard better. That's what happens. Most people think that it's going to get easier. Life is going to get easier. Basketball is going to get easier. School's going to get easier. It never gets easier. What happens is you become someone that handles hard stuff better. So that's a mental shift that has to occur in each of your brains. It has to. Because if you go around waiting for stuff to get easier in life, it's never going to happen. And then what happens? Oh, it's so hard. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, this, I don't know when is it going to be easy for me? Oh, it's easy for other people. It's not. It's hard. And the second we see you handling stuff, handling hard better, what are we going to do? We're going to make it harder. We're going to make it harder. Because we're preparing for you for when you leave here. not just basketball and life. And if you think life, when you leave college, is going to be all of a sudden get easy because you graduated and you got a Duke degree, it's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. So make yourself a person that handles hard well, not someone that's waiting for the easy. Because if you have a meaningful pursuit in life, it will never be easy. If you're trying to win a championship, if you're trying to have a family, ask your parents. Do you think it was ever easy for them to raise kids? Karen, is it easy? It's not. Any meaningful pursuit in life, if you want to be successful at it, it goes to the people that handle hard well. Those are the people that get the stuff they want. People that wait around for easy, you probably see them at the bus stop. They're waiting for easy, the easy bus to come around. Easy bus never comes around. You've got to handle hard. Okay, so don't get discouraged through this time. If it's hard, don't get discouraged. It's supposed to be. And don't wait for it to be easy. Oh, I just got to get through the summer. And then it'll all of a sudden get easy in the fall. No, it won't. It won't. It won't get easy in the fall. So make yourself someone that handles hard well. And then whatever comes at you, you're going to be great.
So I thought of you because of you teaching your students. And every time, this is where I thought of it, is the part in there where she said, when it gets easy, we're going to make it harder for you. And isn't that what you do with every one of your students?
Yeah, it is. And I think this is just so important with horses. And like you said, I mean, I'm in a transition from having upper level horses to now going to new partnerships. And it's not easier. It's not easier for the riders that purchase horses. And you think, oh, this is going to be great. It's hard. Horses are hard. It's hard daily to sometimes do chores. It's hard. But
rewarding. Don't you hear that from your students? Aren't they really waiting for it to get easier? And then they're disappointed when it really never does, because once that part gets easy, you're giving them another part that's hard again.
Give them another. Yep. Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I think they know, like, as soon as we get somewhere, it's like, good job. Okay, here we go. And I think
Don't you want to play this for every one of them, though?
No? Yes, I do. And well, I think it's just a good reminder. Like you said, things are hard. You know, I think people look at everyone who comes to Florida. Sometimes it's very hard here. It can be a pressure.
And I think people too think rich people that everything's easy all the time.
Yeah.
And you and I have known enough very wealthy people to know that that ain't the case.
Mm-mm.
They just have a new set of problems.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a different set of problems. Yeah. Yeah. Some things are easier for them, right? They don't have to worry about what food they're going to put on the table, but they have their own set of problems. You know, it's just what she said about it applies to life, but it especially applied to horse people. Cause just when you think you've got it figured out, your horse is going to mess it up for you.
Oh yeah. No, they're going to throw a loop at you or they're going to do something
different. End up with a $10,000 vet bill. You know,
don't talk about it. It's very, very true. And I think it's just such a good reminder. And I'm not going to lie, Glenn. I mean, I think that's so timely because, you know, I'm a huge college basketball fan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's hard about this week is not watching basketball all week. I love the tournament. that was really good.
I watched an interview with her, with Kara Lawson, and, you know, Duke's pretty good basketball team too, by the way.
We don't talk about that. I'm a Kentucky fan. I heard you say that. And I like instantly went.
You have to admit they are pretty good.
They are good.
She said she didn't plan that whole talk. She said, I don't plan these things. She said, I'm terrible at planning things, which I thought was great for a coach. But she said, I just did it. Somebody recorded it. She didn't tell anybody, recorded it, got posted. Now it's 10 million views plus, right?
That's so good.
So she's become very popular. Now there's a whole line of t-shirts and hats and everything that say handle hard better. And I want to buy one because, you know, the other thing too is just life. You know, we all think that the older we get, it's going to get easier. No, there's just new challenges. It's who handles hard better.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out, and she'll be embarrassed that I did this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think that you and I know somebody that has been the epitome of handling hard better for as long as we have known her, and that's our para rider friend Charlotte.
Yep. She's amazing. She will totally be embarrassed by us.
But isn't it true?
I love you, Charlotte. So true. Handle hard better.
There's nobody that I thought of her instantly, actually, when I heard this.
I knew exactly what you, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and there's challenges all over. I just think, and going toward the Olympics, I mean, I don't know about you, but I love the Olympics. I am like, I don't get any sleep for what, 2.5 weeks. I'm just like glued to the TV because everybody's story to get there and somebody who has pursued that, you know, or at least tried, at least seen the mountain at that level. It is so hard. And it's so I am like enthralled. I like literally clear my schedule for the entire time of the Olympics. Seriously, I don't leave my house if I don't have to.
Well, you know, and I also thought about this because I've always owned my own businesses, and I thought about your husband too, who, you know, owns his own business, runs his own business, right? Mm-hmm. And it has not been easy.
No, it's not.
You know, anybody that owns their own business, it's you're always thrown with new hurdles.
Yeah.
I just, anyway, I thought that you would appreciate that being a coach.
Thank you. I needed that. I love that. And like you said, things are, it can be very hard, and owning horses can be very hard. And I've had a lot of people, friends this week that have had heart, and, I try to help them as much as we can and be supportive. And
now you have a new catchphrase, handle hard better.
I know, handle hard better. I like love it. One. Thank you, Glenn. That's
You're
awesome.
Welcome. I thought I would end the show with that because now we can all go out and handle hard better.
Which,
by the way, is hard sometimes.
Yes. Just remember, put a little sticky note. I don't know about you, but I like have sticky notes around that like kind of remind me of that. So that may be one that goes on the mirror of my bathroom
because sometimes. Better.
Yep. Handle hard better. I love it. Well, Glenn, thank you for that. And everybody, as you know, you can reach us through email and Facebook shout outs. Don't forget our book club, The Horse and Positive Tension, Stefan Stamer, horseandriderbooks.com. And you can find our show notes and links to today's guest on our page at horseradionetwork.com. Search Dressage Radio Show. Like us on Facebook, just search Dressage Radio Show. Follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio. My website is maplecrestfarmky.com. And my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com. We'd like to thank our sponsors and friends of the show, especially Kentucky Performance Products. If you'd like to support our show and the Horse Radio Network, you can do that through the auditor program found at horseradionetwork.com.
And don't forget my show, Horses in the Morning. Check it out on your podcast player.
From the stable to the show ring, from the first halt to the last, dream big, everybody, and we will talk to you soon.